This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update, updating brethren about faithful works and about faithful brethren doing amazing things in the church. I'm your host, Dustin McCrickert. This is an Ulagal Radio production, Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pews, and just updating brethren and motivating us to be better Christians. With me today, I have a special guest, Mr. Connor Patterson. Connor, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Connor, where are you at now, man?
I am in Alverton, Kentucky. It's just about 12 minutes southeast of Bowling Green, if you know where that is. Okay. I am here for a youth ministry internship in between my freshman year and sophomore year at Freed Hardeman University. I'm a Bible major there, and so I'm just here for the summer trying to pick up as much experience and knowledge as I can.
Well, see, that's awesome. See, the reason why I wanted to talk to you and set up this interview because, you know, I've interviewed many people from different aspects of it, you know, the old and the young, but I also want to talk to those who have the desire to be, you know, youth ministers who are currently in college, and, you know, and pick your guys' brain because definitely some wisdom there. We don't want to overlook that. There's definitely some wisdom there. Now, Connor, let me ask you something here, man. How old are you, first off?
I am 19 years old.
19 years old. Okay. So you can relate a lot more than this soon-to-be 30-year-old man. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Because of teens, what would you say is the biggest issue? Well, how about this? What are major issues that teens face, especially in the church today?
They face the problems of broken homes. Families where the parents are divorced, where they don't get along very well, and just different struggles where they're talking about lying, disobedience, stealing, different drug uses, addictions, different things like that. It can be very tempting to slip into that kind of stuff with the kind of environments that they're being surrounded in so much nowadays in our culture, where things are becoming so much more acceptable.
I think that's a good word. Yeah, acceptable, and I think that's a good word. And here's the thing that I've noticed, Connor, and maybe you can definitely chime in about it too, is that is the church immune to it? I mean, ultimately, I know it happens in the world, but you hear that all the time. You hear parents and you even hear members of the church say, they go, well, yeah, but that's out in the world. We're not going to have these issues within the church. Connor, I think you can agree with me that the church is not immune to all these subjects, all these issues that the young people face, right?
Yes, I would very much agree with that. As much as we would like to stay away from it, there's so many things trying to creep into the church each and every day, coming in more and more, that are just going to be a detriment if we don't face them properly and together.
There's a lot of things that young people deal with nowadays, and a lot of them have the mentality that they can deal with it. They think that they can take care of it themselves, that they're going to deal with their struggles alone. And I think what's nice about, especially youth group at church, is that, well, I mean, none of us are immune to sin. We all deal with our different struggles, and sometimes if we look at those, there are a lot of similarities between us and maybe our brother or sister in Christ that we can deal with together. And I think, Connor, I almost see it nowadays, especially, that there's no reaching out to each other. There's not that bond like there used to be. There's not that, you know, those crying sessions, I guess you could say, you know, of dealing with struggles. You know, well, first off, why do you think that is? Why do you think we've become so disconnected? Is it because of, is it because of the cell phones or social media? Why do you think we've all of a sudden became disconnected over the years?
I think the problem is normally when it comes to confession and talking about things with others, normally we associate that with just coming up at the end of the sermon, at the invitation song, when everything is said and done, and, you know, kind of publicly saying stuff in front of people. And you'll normally get the stereotypical, I'm struggling with sin, or I need prayers. And the congregation will do as much as they can to come up and encourage you and pray for you. But oftentimes, it's not even a public sin. You know, it's not something that was done publicly that would offend the church or anything, but normally private things. And when it comes to those, if people don't know your problems in that manner, then they won't really be able to specifically help you. There's no telling how much of a wealth of knowledge older people in the church might have towards these different struggles. And if they don't know about it, they aren't going to be able to do anything for you.
Yeah, and there's not, and as I tell people, especially young people, I go, there's no new sin. It's been around for ages and ages. And, you know, there are people within the church who probably dealt with that same struggle. But it's almost in the sense that, especially with young people today, or even as a whole, we don't want everything to be brought into the light, right? We want to keep things a secret, but there's no secret sin. You know, ultimately God sees all that. And I just see this disconnect with young people because they don't want to, almost in the sense that they have an image to uphold, I guess you could say, you know, a reputation to uphold, and they don't want to let people know that they have faults. Maybe I'm off topic or going off the chart here, but I think you can agree. I think people, especially young people, care about image.
Yes, sir. Even if we're not talking about an arrogant person, I would say we all struggle with pride to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, whether we're the most cocky person in the bunch or the most humble man, each person struggles with it to different increments. And of course, we never want to think of ourselves as doing things wrong or living in ways that we shouldn't have, and we don't want other people to think of us in that light at all, either.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to make. You had a little, I guess, what would you call it, a devo, a sermon? You had something that you spoke on with the youth and the church there in it to motivate them, and you told me a little bit about it, but tell me about why there's a need to definitely reach out to maybe accountability partners we talked about earlier before we started recording.
Well, in James chapter 5 and verse 16, it talks about confessing your sins to one another. And when it comes to that, the Bible is talking right here about not a huge group of people exactly, but a single individual people. This isn't talking about just, you know, confessing your sins to God, but to the church. You need to make an effort to bring up those things to God and to confess your sins and repent and get your life right. But you also need to share that with brethren so that they can help you at the same time. Whenever Jesus would talk to his disciples about yoking up to him, often we only worry about yoking up to Jesus in the head, but we don't think about yoking up to the body. We don't think about yoking up to the church. And if we don't have both of those parts, then we're not really going to be successful in fighting against the devil throughout our struggles. I look back at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, where it talks about how if a companion has another friend to lift him up, then it'll be a lot easier. And then a cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. The Bible tells us so many things about how there is strength in numbers. Once upon a time, there was a contest about the strongest ox in Canada. The winning ox could pull about 8,000 pounds, and the runner-up to that could pull just a little bit under. The owners of these oxen wanted to see how much they could pull together, and all the observers were throwing together hundreds of bets on how much they thought the oxen could pull. They all thought it was going to be around 16,000 pounds. That was nowhere close at all. Together, both of those pulled 26,000 pounds.
Wow.
And so not only did they pull two times their weight, but over three times. You know, one ox can pull seven times its own weight, but two oxen yoked together can pull up to 17 times their combined weight. And this isn't any rocket science or anything, but I mean, just looking in simple numbers, you're going to be way better off if you have other people to help you through than you ever would be by yourself. It's like you're going out to a battle against Satan, you know, mano a mano. Well, first off, Satan's smarter than us, he's stronger than us, and he's not just going to bring himself, he's going to bring all of his weapons, all of his tools, all of his helpers. And first off, if you don't have anyone, you're going to have 0% support. But then you maybe read your Bible and pray, which you need to do. You're going to have about 50% support, you're going to have God in there with you, helping you out. But then if you just take that, you're still, you know, taking God with you, but none of the supplies that he's given you. You're not taking any weapons, armor, and you're not taking his whole army of the church that he's given to you. I often tell people, God didn't give us the church because he needed the church. He gave us the church because we needed the church.
Amen,
And
amen, amen. I agree
it's just
wholeheartedly.
something I think about a lot.
Well, you know, and you've made a lot of great points about that. There are strength in numbers, and sad to say, we see the church dwindling down in a lot of places, Connor. And I see this, and it breaks my heart almost every day. We have a church that are shutting its doors because of one reason or another. Connor, let's say that we have some young people listening in right now, and let's say that they are struggling with the sin, but they don't know what to even do with that. What would you say would be a good step for them to do, or what steps would they need to take to release some of that burden, to reach out to someone? What would you suggest to that kind of person right now?
If you can find someone that you trust, someone that you know won't put out a bad name for you in the future, someone that won't do you any wrong, and someone that can help you in this area, or someone that can lead you to others who would know more about it, find those people and talk to them. God says confess your sins. He doesn't say hide your sins. And if you're not confessing your sins, then you're not doing what he says, is how I read it.
Amen. Amen.
So,
some wise wisdom for such a young man, Mr. Connor. Well, man, hey, that's some good tidbits of information, and I'm glad that you – I know you're busy, man, but thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule up there as an intern, and we are looking forward to see great things from you, and especially for the kingdom, and I can't wait to hopefully in the next couple years have another interview and see how much you have grown. So, I mean, you already got a good head on your shoulders, and so thank you. Thank you for being on the show, Connor.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, and I'm looking forward to that very much.
Awesome, awesome. And if you ever, if you want to get in contact with Connor, or if you want to be able to, you know, reach out to him, and as anyone on the Gospel Update, if you want to send your comments or even pass some information on, you can always email me, and the email link is going to be on the Gospel Update Facebook page, and also we'll have a spot there for Mr. Connor and his email. So if you have any questions for Connor, you can feel free to email him, and we'll put that in the comment when this airs. So thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update. It has been our hope and our prayer that everything that you heard here was according to God's will, and we just can't wait to see you again. Until then, take care, and God bless.